Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, October 14th. A tractor-trailer appeared to jackknife early this morning on the expressway southbound in Boston, creating a traffic headache for drivers. Crash happened around exit 15 near the Mass Ave connector, closing three southbound lanes of the expressway. As of 5 o'clock this morning, traffic was crawling through the area. The tractor-trailer, which appeared to be an Amazon truck, was blocking several lanes. By 6 a.m., two lanes of traffic were getting by. It is unclear what led up to that crash. The effects of yesterday's nor'easter felt along the South Shore, the storm bringing rain, strong winds, high surf to many communities, including Marshfield. The waves became something of a spectacle on Ocean Street. In other parts of the state, a tree came down on a parked car in Milton. A retaining wall collapsed, injuring one person in Roxbury, and the high surf pushed a boat ashore in Marblehead. Here in Quincy, there were sporadic power outages reported in the Quincy Points area, but no major effects from flooding reported in Quincy during the height of the storm. Despite the damage from the winds, some residents said the rain was much needed after a dry summer. Now, the case of the mayor's annual salary in Quincy is headed to court. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises will file a motion in Norfolk Superior Court tomorrow asking a judge for a preliminary injunction to delay the certification of the November ballot until the city reviews and counts the signatures on a petition for a ballot question. Now, the group quickly raised over $22,000 and has hired attorney Jerry McDonough with a Cambridge law firm to represent them in court. The citizens argue that the city should not have rejected over 1,800 signatures of people for being illegible because they also printed their names to make them easily verifiable. The city says they have never used printed names to certify signatures and followed proper city and state procedures. The group submitted over 7,100 signatures, but the city rejected 1,851 of them, leaving the group 828 signatures short of the number needed for the ballot question. Meantime, ballots have already been printed and are being sent out to voters who requested mail-in ballots without that ballot question. The ballot question would ask if voters want to repeal the mayor's annual salary of $285,000 set to take effect in 2 years and make it $183,000. It would also set 2% annual raises for all elected officials and require any change to that policy be approved by voters. The city attorney says that ballot question is illegal under state law. Police are investigating after a delivery driver was robbed by three people armed with handguns in the Skyline Drive apartment complex in Braintree on Friday night. Braintree police responded to the complex about 10 p.m. on Friday after the delivery driver called 911 to report the robbery. The victim reported he was robbed by three males with handguns who ultimately fled in the victim's vehicle. Responding officers quickly located that vehicle abandoned near the Skyline Apartments management office at the rear of the complex, just a short distance from where it was taken. The vehicle was still running, with the passenger side door open and items discarded on the ground. Police were assisted at the scene by the Quincy Police Department canine and drone units, as well as multiple assets from state police, including their helicopter. Multiple canine tracks were conducted throughout the complex and the surrounding area, but no suspects were located. They've been described as a white male with red hair wearing a gray hoodie, a light-skinned male wearing a gray-black Nike Tech hooded sweatshirt and a black ski mask who was supposedly speaking with an accent, a dark-skinned male with a dark hoodie. The victim was unable to provide any about approximate ages of the suspects. The vehicle was towed back to the police station for processing. The victim was not injured and was taken back to the station to be interviewed by detectives. Anybody with information is asked to contact Braintree Police. Police searching for the person responsible for the armed robbery of an AT&T store in Brockton. Officers responded to the store on Pleasant Street at about 8 o'clock last night. Police ultimately recovered a sawed-off shotgun and a duffel bag filled with merchandise. Three employees were in the store. When the man entered, one of them said that they were bound by the robber. The workers were not hurt. Surveillance footage shows the man pulling down the blinds in the store, staying inside for about 5 minutes before dragging out a duffel bag. Brockton Police and the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office were at the store for a couple of hours last night, scouring the scene and speaking with employees. The investigation is still ongoing. Quincy police are investigating after the front doors of a convenience store were smashed in this morning. Police say somebody broke into the Cumberland Farms on Washington Street near the Four River Rotary at about 5:30 this morning. An investigation is underway. A man was rescued from frigid waters yesterday afternoon after a passing ferry spotted him. The crew of the steamship Authority Island Home reported seeing a person in the water while it was sailing from Vineyard Haven to Woods Hole just after 3 yesterday afternoon. The ferry was the only vessel scheduled on that route yesterday due to the severe weather. Officials would not confirm if the man in the water was a passenger or not. Crew members tried throwing life rings into the water to assist the man to no avail, so the Coast Guard was notified. And the ferry circled the area, trying to locate the man who they lost in the choppy seas and poor visibility. In a statement, the Coast Guard says they received the notification and immediately contacted a rescue helicopter from Air Station Cape Cod to assist. At about 4:30, crews located the victim, pulled him from the water, and took him to Falmouth Hospital. He is expected to be okay. The vessel returned to Woods Hole. No further information is yet available. Baseball players gathered for a game at Adams Field in Quincy on Sunday, where they attempted to play 100 innings, all to raise money for ALS research. The group made it to 53 innings spread out over 2 days before it was called due to the impending nor'easter. The home team defeated the visiting team 66-53. The game is benefiting the Angel Fund, which was founded by Rich Rat Kennedy. His life has been hit hard by ALS. He was diagnosed in 2016. His father and brother both died of the disease. Nearly a decade into his diagnosis, he said he's still fighting. Over their 22 years of hosting the special baseball game, they've raised nearly $1 million. $5,000 was raised on Sunday. The donations are meaningful, but often the biggest sense of accomplishment comes for the players on the diamond. In addition to 100 innings of baseball, the Angel Fund also hosts a golf tournament in Haverhill and a walk in Wakefield. They also participate in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge in Wilmington. A check of business news this morning. Stocks soared on Friday. The Dow shot up 587 points. The NASDAQ rose 490, and the S&P added 102. Asian shares mixed after that rally on Wall Street, spurred by President Trump's reassurances over relations with China. The dollar fell, the euro was down, oil down to $58 a barrel. And sports, Bruins lose to the Lightning 4-3. They'll be in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights Thursday night at 10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today. Showers, still breezy, and a high of 54. Slow clearing tonight, low of 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a high of 62. Sunny on Thursday, chilly, high 57, and sunny 61 on Friday. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet. That northeast wind, still busy, 15 to 20, gusting to 25 knots. There's a small craft advisory in effect. High tide, 6:18 p.m. Sunrise, 6:55, sets at 6:03. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, October 14th.